Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We had an amazing video discussion here with live stream simulcast video with Derek B. Gilbert, the remarkable author and academic Christian, with the great inception, Satan Psyops from Eden to Armageddon, tying it to not only academia in terms of Christian academia and eschatology, but also tying it to current and world events. It's amazing. Part two we did today. We'll be doing part two or three soon. What I want people to understand is that this information is vital. It deals with the nature of why our ancient and current history is happening. It deals with why this book is so important. It makes you start to understand deeper things about the nature of the universe and the nature of what the Bible is, which is much, much more than people understand. It's a supernatural book literally written by the author, God, who is proxies the, people like Moses and the greater and lesser prophets and scribes, but it literally transcends the nature and explains the nature of the universe far beyond our local, our local parochial idea of Earth without the higher realms of beings and things that most people do not want to understand, but is essential to understand them to not only save our planet from physical disaster, but also save the human race from ecological and spiritual disaster, because we're deep into it now, aren't we? So, Derek, thanks for that amazing video. I'd like you to kind of give a dissertation of what we talked about today. People can watch the video. You did part one a few weeks ago, the end of September, and this is part two. It's over on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Spreaker, and also on our Blueberry Deagle Network, which is all cross-indexed. So if they go to Derek P. Gilbert, this will be posted up after the show, and they can watch it over there as well. They can download it. They can then go over to Skywatch TV. They can buy your book there. This is important stuff, isn't it?
Well, it is, and thank you very much for giving me the platform. I mean, what I do in Skywatch TV every day is comment on the news and whatnot, but what I've written in the book, The Great Inception, and what I've been speaking on at conferences, wherever and whenever anyone asks us to go somewhere, I'll be speaking at Morningside Church in just about a week and a half, again, on a similar topic, is that the Bible is an accurate record of the supernatural war that's been ongoing since the beginning, since creation. There are a number of, I guess for us English speakers, fallen angel is an easier way to accept the concept, but the Bible calls them gods, and God in the Bible calls them gods. So we're dealing with the gods of the ancient world. They never went away, and in fact, one of the things that I came away from the recent conference this past weekend. Sharon and I spoke at the Blessed Hope Prophecy Forum in Norman, Oklahoma. And a good friend of ours, you want to talk an academic, this guy really is one, Carl Teichrib, who goes to places like pagan gatherings, Wiccan gatherings, Burning Man, so that he can get firsthand intelligence on the ground and witness when the opportunities present to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he says that the word amongst Wiccans and pagans right now is that the gods, these old gods, are manifesting again to them and saying, we want you to rebuild our temples now.
Right.
And so, I mean, these are the gods of the ancient world that caused such problems for God's chosen people, the Israelites, the Hebrews, the Jews, and they never went away. There are some who've been imprisoned in what the Greeks called Tartarus. That's the reference in the Bible in 2 Peter 2:4. The word is usually translated hell, but the Greeks understood it as a separate place altogether.
Right.
As far below Hades, hell, as the earth is below heaven. Some of them are imprisoned waiting for the judgment, but right. There are still others that the ancient world knew as Baal or Asherah, Ashtoreth, Molech, Chemosh, Dagon, etc. And they're still out there. It's still influencing things in the world today. And if we Christians don't understand that, well, then we're not taking the Apostle Paul at his word when he wrote, we're not wrestling against human opponents. We're wrestling against principalities and powers and rulers of, spiritual rulers of this present darkness, various translations into English. But the point is that there are intelligent, let's put it this way, evil intelligences who want to do us harm.
Right. They do show their expression in individuals. My ministry is called Clay and Iron Ministries, and the reason is exactly what you're preaching. Clay being human flesh, iron being transdimensional beings that are either avataring or controlling or inserting ideas. If you look at people like Hillary Rodham Clinton, the reason why she's not wearing an orange jumpsuit, especially after Uranium One, and I'd like you to get into this, is because she's the highest level witch, which is a female warlock, in the Western world, and her family have been warlocks involved with human sacrifice and Baal worship for thousands of years. You have to understand this woman, 5'3", has inside her a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian monstrosity that really is a real being. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you're crazy. How long have you been off your antipsychotics? No. The fact is, the Bible says this, and if you're a real Christian, rather than just I call milk and cookie Christian, you have to understand that demonic possession and oppression is very real. I've seen it as a medical doctor, even in the emergency department and trauma units. And I can tell you, when you meet Hillary Clinton, she's the most evil person I've ever met on earth. And believe me, I've taken care of criminally insane. So you have to understand what you're dealing with here is you're dealing with a very advanced culture of beings from another world. In fact, if you actually see the symbology, the belt of Orion, which is the star system of Orion, is worshipped in the ancient world. And even the position of the world, One World Towers, in New York City, are actually put in the star positions of the three primary stars of the belt of Orion. People don't know that, do they? They don't understand that even the symbology in front of the ancient temple of the ancient temple put there by Solomon literally were the star systems of this Orion galaxy star system. They don't understand that the hat on the mitre on the top of the Pope, in fact, is the fish hat of the same gods or beings, the fallen ones, the amphibious reptilians that arrived from the star system Orion, the 200 that landed on Mount Hermon, that transferred technology for metallurgy, pharmacology, farming and warfare, but also genetic engineering. In fact, he was talked about the fact that Noah was perfect in his generations, meaning if you actually touch the Hebrew and realize that modern science means he and his three sons and their wives were perfect in their generations who were not genetically tampered with. People need to understand this. They do not understand the demon seed. They don't understand the poisoning of the human race trying to even prevent the appearance of Yeshua Jesus. And people don't understand that when God's coming back, the eternal gospel, and this is why Satan and his fallen ones are so angry, they've been around here for umpteen eons, is that mankind, when Yeshua Jesus comes back, will be deified. So it means the fusion of temporal beings, our soul, because we are followers and children of the Most High God, with the spirit of the eternal one, and we will become eternal beings. It means the deification of a portion of mankind to become the eternal bride of God as we become a galactic civilization. That's the eternal gospel. And Satan and his fallen ones are enraged that this is going to happen because without a spiritual transformation collectively of mankind, we're not going to survive artificial intelligence, weapons of warfare, genetic engineering, cybernetics, etc. We're not. The only thing that's going to make us survive is not technology, but a spiritual transformation of us collectively to deify mankind so we have a portion of eternity in us, which is God, fused with our soul so we hear and do God's will because it's the nature of our being. We will be new creations. And People don't get this. This is roots in the ancient world, and it's being culminated in our day. And this gospel, by the way, is not being preached by most of the Christian churches, is it?
Well, no, and I don't think most Christians get that deep in their theology, because it's hard to understand. And okay, fine. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're not saved. As long as they trust in Jesus Christ for their salvation, they understand that He died on the third day.
Yeah, God's long-suffering to deal with little children, just like my daughter with Down syndrome. She's saved. But the fact is, though, if you're intelligently aware of these things, you can save many more of your brothers and sisters, because this is simplifiable. In other words, when you show all the academia of these different mountains and so on, and you show the power and the intellect of these advanced beings over many centuries, you have to understand that the plan of Satan and his fallen ones and these advanced beings is very desperate, very late, and failing.
Yes.
And their time is, you know, woe to you, earth and you, sea, for the devil has come down to you, great is his wrath, for he knows his day of destruction is coming. He knows he's done. He's like a Thanksgiving turkey. He is done. And his fallen ones are angry at mankind and want to kill us all. Back in a moment. If you're a shopper for your health, firstly, Dr. Bill Deagle, I want to describe who I am and why I bring on great people like yourself. I am a Christian, pro-life physician that understands there's a gospel to your physical health, which is why we present NutriMeds, and we provide free advice. You don't have to pay a membership to get free advice and new protocols at NutriMedical.com. And you can order at 888-212-8871. It supports all the great things we do, like bringing on great, fantastic people like Derek B. Gilbert. I've also sent an email this morning to Tom Horn directly to try to get him on, or any other great guests from Skywatch TV, because we have a giant platform here at Genesis and also our podcasting where we can get a lot of information out to a tremendous number of people to get the truth out. And I tell people, please don't believe everything we say right off the bat. Read The Great Inception. Read your Bible. Listen to the shows. And the most important thing is ask better questions, because whether it's your health, which we can provide you solutions for, don't just believe your local doctor. I can send you test kits or tell you in my email what tests they should do conventional. Then I can send you advanced testing like our quantum testing or test blood kits, urine, stool, genetic tests, etc. to tell you what's wrong. But when you read these books, like by The Great Inception with Derek P. Gilbert, who stood on works like Dr. Michael Heiser, in reversing Hermann and other great academic books going back centuries, this is really important material. And people don't understand the human civilization on Earth is not going to survive with technology. It's going to survive with the truth and a spiritual transformation of us collectively. And what I've said many times, and sometimes it's hard to get this through to people, that, you know, Yeshua said basically, when he returns, the knowledge of the Most High will be like an ocean of truth on the world. In other words, you won't have to tell someone to know, or their brother or sister to know, the Most High God. And that time means that relationship with the Most High God will replace religion. Religion, I call real lies going on, will be gone, because everybody will have a knowledge of the Creator at that time, that day. So, Derek, please continue.
Well, the times in which we live are basically leading us to the end days. And one of the things I've been looking at in preparation for the conference we just spoke at was the Gog-Magog conflict. Our Jewish brothers and sisters, rabbis especially, are looking at the conflict, the civil war in Syria, and what's going on in their northern border as possibly the prelude, and some even say the actual war of Ezekiel 38 and 39. I don't think so. I think that's still a ways in the future. But one of the things that I've stumbled onto, and you know, I can't take credit for this, because again, I'm running across things, and gee, if I was a Christian, which I am, and not a coincidence theorist, which I'm not, I would believe that I was actually being led to some things for, you know, whatever. I guess God wants this information out. I don't consider myself a chosen vessel or anything like that. You know, give it all the credit for anything I get right. You know, I'm going to give to him because, you know,
oh, of course,
likewise.
But likewise, in fact, when you give God credit, he literally gives a stamp that it has God's seal, not our seal, but his seal on it. Which is, please continue.
Yeah. So, I just want to make sure people don't think I'm trying to pat myself on the back here, but one of the things I stumbled onto is this religious ritual apparently was common in the ancient Near East, and especially among the neighbors of the Israelites, the Amorites, who went by a number of different names. We call them Babylonians, we call them Canaanites. That was just a geographic term for East Amorites and Western Amorites. The Phoenicians were just descendants of the Amorites. The Arameans, just another division, descendants of the Amorites. The Amorites basically surrounded ancient Israel, and they had this this ancestor worship cult that went on for a very, very long time, where they would, on a monthly basis, they would set up a meal, and they would invite the ancestors and summon them to come partake in the meal and all this. But among the royal houses, they were summoning the spirits of what they believed to be the ancestors of their royal families, their ancestors of their kings. And we've, just within the last 40 years, discovered some of these talents. And just within the last 40 years, some of these have been translated and come to light. And it's pretty clear to me that based on these tablets, which date back to the time of the judges from the Amorite kingdom of Ugarit, which was on the coast of Syria, on the Mediterranean coast, only about 40 miles south of the holy mountain of Baal, or Baal, for you scholars listening,
right,
which is today called Jebel al-Akra, it's on the Turkish border, where they would literally summon the Rephaim. We summon thee, O Rephaim of the earth. O Rephaim of the earth, you are summoned. We summon thee, O council of the Tanu. Well, a scholar I've researched, his work is just brilliant, shows that the etymology of that word, this Council of Datana, which apparently is a tribal name for ancient Amorites, and all the kings from Babylon to what is now Syria and Lebanon, all the Amorite kings apparently traced their ancestry back to this tribe, is the name in which the Greeks got the name of their old gods, the Titans. The Titans, of course, were the gods who were overthrown by the Olympians and punished by being sent to Tartarus. Peter tells us who's in Tartarus. Tartarus is the location of the angels who sinned. And the only place in the Bible where we see angels who sinned was Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Well, Ezekiel 39 records something very interesting where the hordes of Magog, when they come against Israel, will be buried in a place called the Valley of the Travelers. That's east of the sea, east of the Dead Sea, basically modern-day Jordan. Well, that's right. A location where today there are hundreds and literally thousands of ancient dolmens. These are these burial cairns involving big stones that date back to before the time of Abraham. Well, we know in the days of Abraham, the kings from the east, from Babylon, from Sumer, from Elam, which is modern-day Iran, came to do battle against the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah and their allies, but also went to war against the Rephaim in exactly those places identified as the Valley of the Travelers. Well, this Canaanite ritual, this Amorite ritual, some of them that summoned the Rephaim, called them travelers in the sense of traveling from one plane of existence to another, crossing over from the plane of the dead, the land of the dead, to the land of the living. So, I mean, this is kind of mind-blowing when you think about the implications here, because this war of Gog and Magog, led by Gog, who comes from a place called Yerkat Tzefon, which is, in Isaiah 14, identified as Mount Zephon,
right,
the holy mountain of Baal, who Jesus identifies as Satan. So you got this satanic army coming from the north, modern-day Turkey,
right,
leading this supernatural army in the war of Gog and Magog involving these travelers. Well, the Rephaim are simply the spirits of the Nephilim.
Right.
So, you know, if I really wanted to annoy serious scholars, I could write a book and just call it The Ultimate Zombie Apocalypse or something like that. Because what you're looking at is this war of Gog and Magog, whenever it takes place, and the scholars will have been debating when it's going to happen for like 2,600 years. But when it happens, essentially, Israel is going to be facing a supernatural army of the dead.
Yeah, now, of course, remember, he repeats it both in Ezekiel 38 and 39. I'm against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech Tubal of Rosh.
Yes.
And, of course, there's been two different divergent views. One, that they think it was Moscow and Tobolsk of Russia. And the Israelis have a song that actually refer to that. But the other academics say that this is in Turkey. And it's interesting, it's tied to the Mahdi. And I want you to get into that when we come back to explain the academic things behind that, where it ties to the Mahdi, who's best friends with Erdogan. Happening this month, the Pope is going to declare the end of the Protestant Reformation. In a sense, he's saying, I am the prophet of a new age of peace in America, in the world. He's pushing the carbon credits and the United Nations plan for population control. He's declared that women who get pregnant and have a positive blood test for PCR for Zika can go do an abortion and will get an absolution, even though only 1 in 10 babies with their mother is positive will get birth defects or brain damage or eye damage. We have him declaring that there's no way you can have a personal relationship with God, just do the ceremonies. And of course, they've done ceremonies between the Vatican, not just this Pope, but previous ones, with shamans and Buddhists and all kinds of different groups, including an entire division of the cardinals have actually become Muslims as well, because they believe in a supra church, which doesn't adhere to a single gospel or truth, but that becomes an overall big tent for any religious viewpoints on Earth, but particularly their twisted view of environmentalism, of protecting planet Earth, with wrong science, saying we've got to reduce carbon credits in the world population, which the Vatican supports. It's obviously against the previous even generations of popes in the Catholic Church that's against abortion. This Pope is pro-abortion, especially in the case of Zika virus. So we're dealing with something that's very evil. We're dealing with a meeting literally before President Trump was elected in 2016, where 72 world leaders and Obama and the Pope met and actually made agreements on these things. These issues are very timely, aren't they? Because the ancient archaeology, the ancient biblical analysis tells us what's happening next. We have Jared Kushner, who started phase one of the final peace treaty, which is to get peace between Fatah and Hamas, which he accomplished 2 weeks ago. We have phase two, where the Fethullah Gulen, they tried to do a coup against him. The U.S. CIA did the summer of 2016, and they didn't succeed. Out of that, Erdogan has now accumulated a lot more power as president of Turkey, and his best friend claims to be the Mahdi and supports not only the Jewish temple, but also parallel setting up the if you want to call it the caliphate on the Mount of Olives, the very place where Jesus ascended, and they call it El Quds. So people need to understand these things are collectively happening right in our face, so we can't ignore them, can we?
No, and as we talked about during the live stream broadcast earlier today, the world is leading us back to Babel. That's
right.
What the technocracy movement is all about, is what the Internet of Things is about, is what the smart grid initiative is about. We talked about a new study or a new story that reported in the last couple of days. Los Angeles launching a pilot program with a couple of companies to start putting what they call smart nodes on light poles in the city, which
right.
would essentially monitor civilians. And of course, they're selling it as a benefit. It would allow the city engineers and electric the city engineers and maintenance crews to control the street lights, and if they hear an accident, because these smart nodes would contain cameras and microphones,
right.
they could turn the lights up to help first responders coming to the scene of an accident or police arriving
right.
at the scene of a crime in progress. But of course, it also means that wherever you go in this city, you're going to be your position will be located. Monitored through GPS tracking, your everything you do or say would be under the watchful eye of Big Brother, and the city would be making money from it. Apparently,
oh yeah,
wireless cell phone providers would pay the city to mount these lights and these smart nodes on the poles, and pay them about $1,200 a year, according to the article that I read. For cities that are strapped for cash. You know, this is a way to make a lot of money and tell people we're making things safer for you by putting these lights on and the ability for police to monitor things in real time and traffic engineers to control the lights. It's frightening when you think about how intrusive things are becoming, and we're willingly walking into the matrix and volunteering for it in the name of safety, security, and entertainment. Because everything I like to do is right there on the little screen of my smartphone.
Have you heard about the system now that they're advertising? I saw it last week on television, where I was watching one of my documentary shows, where they're actually advertising a airplane grid system, where every airplane in flight will actually become a rebroadcast platform for internet. Elon Musk came up with an idea of solar paneled high flight solar planes flying at 70 to 100,000 feet would be flying and creating a power grid, an internet grid around the planet. But this new airplane grid basically means every airplane in flight will become a rebroadcast tower for internet communications. So what they're doing is they're enveloping us completely. Now, I visited Affymetrix in Chicago and Oak Ridge National Lab in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and this is 18 years ago. They had a DNA biochip for 42 cents at that time, and it's going to be cheaper, I'm sure, now. There was DNA endonuclease in hundredths of a drop of blood. They can tell who you are, including your tissue types, in less than 5 minutes with a laptop. So you have to understand the virtual world project, just like the Matrix, is very real. And the primary node of that project is at Schriever Air Force Base in Falcon, Colorado. I've been there. I've walked through the array. I was shown it beforehand supernaturally, and I can tell you I know everything about it. If people are brave enough to call in, I will tell them straight up exactly what's going on. But again, this was conceived in ancient Babylon. These principles that you're talking about in your book were actually there thousands of years ago, weren't they?
Yeah. Again, it's returning us to the one world kingdom of Babel, where Nimrod, and as I argue in my book, he was a historic king of Sumer, who had a kingdom based at the city of Uruk, was trying to build an artificial cosmic mountain or holy mountain as the abode of the gods in order to bring the whole world under his dominion.
Right.
And what we're doing is we're volunteering for it by giving up our privacy, by giving up our rights in exchange for what we think is security.
Right.
We're giving up information through social media that guys in the intelligence community could only, in ways that the guys in the intelligence community could only have dreamed of 60 years ago.
Well, I have Pastor Butch Baugh on the program, and I have both regular and intel sources and supernatural sources. So I have three layers to get to cross-check my data. But the evidence, for example, from the Mandalay Bay is this man, Paddock, or should I say his name should be called Patsy, was an FBI informant agent shot running guns to ISIS. That's why they've named him. So ISIS isn't lying. And in fact, it was caught in a sting operation, and he was knocked off, but there were shooters. In fact, the other window at 32nd floor was in an adjacent suite. There were open windows on the fourth floor where there's forensic evidence of a shooting that was the majority of the bullets came from there. It was probably, in the words of munitions experts, an M30 or M60, a fully automatic belt machine gun, that in fact there were that Paddock. And this operation was very much like the Fast and Furious, where we still see the former Attorney General not going to jail over this, Fast and Furious. Yeah. Connected to also Mr. Mueller is doing investigations now to try to connect to Trump. And it goes right back to things like Uranium One, which is a deal where the Clinton Foundation got $145 million with the Obama administration literally sanctioning control of Yellowcake going to any foreign power. In fact, our Yellowcake probably went to Iran. And people don't know that the Russians are building 8 nuclear reactors for Iran right now.
It's interesting that the major media is finally starting to pay attention to that story. It took a while. Clinton Cash and then the documentary film came out last summer. But it's interesting we're finally seeing liberal left-leaning publications like the New York Times and The Hill actually reporting on it today. Which is
they don't want to go all the way, though. For example, no one wants to interview Dr. Deagle about the nuclear isotopes I have for the World Trade Center that shows it was a nuclear demolition. I got fired in death threats because I was one of the ex-examiner of all 5 special munitions team from the Alpha P. Murrah building, and my boss, Major Schwinder, wasn't available because he's doing airtime in Fort Hood, Texas. So I got to tell you, this is not secondhand information. This is firsthand, you know, what I call, you know, they kind of got some glory. This is the truth, because with my life I put on the line to tell you the truth. And people say, well, why don't they kill you? I said, if they killed me, you might believe. you might believe. Mm-hmm. So I want them to know, when I do the show every day, I fully expect that someday the right things that I'm doing are going to end up with my demise. But I'm going to do them for the Most High God, and you do them every day too, because our world right now is supposedly open, and we can open discussions on this. This isn't necessarily going to be the case in the future, is it?
No, there will come a day when this freedom to talk is going to be restricted even more than it is today.
Right. So people will have this downloaded to some kind of device, but having that device will be illegal.
Want revenge on the...
that supports our ministry, our health ministry, which is NutriMedical.com. Do call in and place your orders with us. We have, by the way, starting next week, we're going to have my son Matthew on every second Wednesday, opposite the time when we have on experts like Jonathan Gray. Matthew is going to be starting his own show over at PBS Radio. He previously was on Rents, and he's gone here expertly once in a while. He has a wide range of topical knowledge about ancient mystery religion, speaks but Hebrew and Greek, speaks Japanese, Chinese, German, etc. So he's going to contribute a lot of information. In fact, one of the recent requests I had was they wanted him to come on and talk about monoamine oxidase 1 mitochondrial gene SNP defects that cause violent behavior, which is, by the way, 15-20% of the black population, less than 1% of white. So if you have bad environment, bad genetics, and bad fathering, you're going to have more chance of violent behavior. And people need to know there's much to be concerned about, and of course the bad genetics without proper nutrition. And I believe genes are not deterministic, they're permissive. So if you get aspartame, Splenda, Neotame, MSG, and all kinds of other toxins in your environment and GMO food, you get a deterioration of human health. And again, it's the same thing with spiritual health. The churches are sick. The churches need an antidote. And again, you know, God said, I will start the judgment on my churches first. I think this is the time of the end. I think the public churches will literally withdraw to the point where when things get really bad, the public churches will all be completely apostate. Right now, there's not an apostasy of all the churches, but believe me, the powers that be, if we replace Donald Trump, and believe me, I'm going to tell you, the man is doing right in his own eyes, and he's doing great things for America, but remember, he's a high-level white hat Mason. And he's signing so often, you have to understand with his fixation on Apollo, also his 66-floor apartment in Manhattan. The man is a good man. I'm on the Trump train, but I'm praying for the man to become, I call Trump Pinocchio, a real-life Christian president. And he is. This is one of the greatest transformations in history of an individual who is... literally has a fixation on Apollo, which is one of the highest level symbols of high level masonry. And you have to understand, as we're going to bring on Jerry, who represents Tex Mars Ministry, Texas, retiring from radio, we're going to bring Jerry on in the next few weeks from their ministry, that the highest levels of this are apostate Babylonian Judaism. Current Judaism is not the ancient religion of the Hebrews. People need to understand that, don't they?
It was transformed over time, and that's why Jesus came and had to rebuke the...
1,300 years of Babylon, Babylonized the faith of the so-called father. The word Jew means praiser. They weren't praisers. That's why he refers to the Sadducees, because they were sad, you see, mm-hmm. and the Pharisees, because they were unfair, you see, if you call it. And, you know, these are the... he calls them, they're of the serpents of the synagogue of Satan. People have to understand that. This is why you'll even hear sages within modern Babylonian Judaism will say, you know, if the public knew what we were actually teaching in the Sephiot Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon, they would murder us all. And that's in words from Jews. And I have Jewish friends. I have probably some Jewish blood myself. I can tell you, my grandfather spoke Yiddish, and I'm a Hebrew descendant directly from Moses, and my lineage on my mother's side. I can tell you, where we're headed is catastrophe. And we're moving very quickly with the, you know, two of the children of Donald Trump are Jews. And the Jewish nation of Israel, I support. I don't want us to abandon them. But there's a great deal of apostasy within Judaism and Christianity. we're ending up with a global apostatic state of all religions heading toward a nexus in the near future, aren't we? Led by these demonic overlords, the apostate and rebellious sons of God in the astral plane, that literally God refers to. And people say, oh, that doesn't exist. You're making that up. And say, well, you say you believe in the Bible. You're a Christian, but you don't believe in this part of the Bible. Why? It's right there in your face, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very clear if you look at it, but it's not really taught in most churches. I had never heard most of this stuff until I read Mike Heiser's book, Dr. Michael Heiser's book, The Unseen Realm, which I credit in my book, The Great Inception, as really opening my eyes to what's going on, the spiritual war. I mean, we had
Dr. Michael Heiser on, but of course, you're a very brilliant guy, and you can put up with Deagle, but I burned through co-hosts pretty quickly. And I may have put him in a state of shock, but I had him on once. I'd love to have him back on, especially with you, because I want people to know I'm the kind of person that's a detail person. I want to know why things work. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, I remember as a 4-year-old pulling apart my father's reel-to-reel tape recorder and putting it back together again. I'm not a normal person, and I can tell your brilliant mind saw all these things and connected a ton of dots and said, you had a lot of OMG moments, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Because it makes a lot of sense when you start looking at why certain things happen in the Bible. I mean, you know, why the Red Sea crossing? We talked about that during our live stream talk earlier today. But there are other things. You know, why the confrontation on Mount Carmel? Why was Jericho the first target of the Israelites when they crossed the Jordan River? And right. Why did they march around Jericho? That's something I discovered after writing the book.
Right.
There are specific reasons, and they are addressed specifically at these fallen angels, these small g gods.
Right, and they're also symbolological. They're symbolical to God looking over eternity and over time, because to God, there is no past, present, and future. To God, everything is now.
Yes.
That's why his very nature of omniscience means I changeth not. In other words, God is stationary. He looks at the past, present, and future in our lineal time as if it's always just a moment of now to him.
Yeah, he's not only everywhere, he's every when.
He's every when. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
He is beyond dimensions of time, space, and reality. And everything can coexist because he literally allows it to exist in his mind. We're literally epiphenomena of the mind of the Creator God.
Yeah, which is astounding when you think about it. And because we have had the Bible de-supernaturalized for us by our churches over the years, it's been reduced to nothing more than a self-help guide.
Right. Now, people don't misunderstand what salvation is. And there are simple people like my daughter with Down syndrome who are saved. But salvation is really one thing. You rely on God's Spirit to lead you to do what's good in God's eyes, not our eyes. Because the definition of evil isn't just doing evil. It's doing what is good in our own eyes. So we can't delve if someone looks like they're doing good unless we actually could discern the intention of their soul. That's why only God is the judgment of the soul. And in fact, it's also why God says, pray for your enemies. And when you do that, you bring them into grace, because when grace ends, judgment comes. And the only one who can judge is God, not Satan. See, God is a creator, but he's also the destroyer. And people don't get this, do they?
No, that's true. He is not the namby-pamby, it's all good Jesus that many of the more progressive churches and denominations are teaching. When he comes back, he's coming back at the head of an army. And he's going to lay low everybody who has rejected him, and it's not going to be pretty.
Right. And see, you know, God uses me and he uses people like you because we take God seriously and he takes us seriously. And he knows that when he also says to me, and he said to me before he sent me back from heaven when I was a little boy up in heaven before he sent me back to earth, he said, now if you disobey me and you leave me and go and do evil, you will be destroyed. And I said, God, I love you so much, I will return to earth and try to do your will. He says, you are still in danger because you must hear and do my will. And I've fallen away. That's why I call myself a warthog for God. But I tell you, I've learned my lesson, and I can tell you, there's no such thing as once saved, always saved. If I turn away and turn to become an evil bastard, I'm going to be annihilated, just like Satan and the fallen ones. And everybody out there needs to realize it's a constant walk every day, just like Paul said. You have to walk every day. It's not something where you conquer. He said, though a righteous man falls 7 times, I'll raise him up. In other words, you just have to be back in a constant state of repentance. And, you know, also intellectually, don't think that you've circumscribed all knowledge, even if you're a Christian for 60 years, that you think you know it. Well, who is this guy, Derek B. Gilbert? Why should I read this book? Why should I look at this part of the Bible that just confuses me? You have to discern these things like the sons of Issachar and the Bereans, because they're the ones, it says, no one knows the day or the hour. That wasn't just a day or an hour. That was a minute when the two high priests went to the tower and to see the first light of the new moon when the feast of Sukkot was coming, and they'd blow the shofar and the shevarim, and they knew it wasn't just a day and an hour, it was a minute. That's how much accurate God says, once I place you in the tower, once I give you these truths like in this book, you're going to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And you don't have to be perfect. God doesn't take perfect people into heaven. He takes subservient people. He takes his children into heaven. Amen. But you got to seek the truth and seek God. He'll power hose all evil off us. We can't make ourselves better, but you got to know the truth. That's why this book is so important. And we hope to do that part three soon. I think people will realize that I'm not only a minister for your physical body, but I'm a minister like you are, and many of us, a large cloud of people speaking the truth at the time of the end. We're a minister to our brothers and sisters of salvation, and we pray for those that do evil, because we bring them into grace. And then God, when he runs out of grace, brings them into judgment. The judger is not Satan, it's the Creator God. Scary, isn't it?
Well said.
Thank you, Derek P. Gilbert. We are going to be in Hour 2 on our Health and Wellness Hour, Hour 3. Lowell Ponte is back for an amazing discussion tomorrow, The Firing Line, and we're going to have Vince Tinelli on prepping. Do call in. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm You Can Really Trust, a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.